Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. Someone went to a bookstore and counted more than 50 books on the general subject of personal peace. Here are some of the titles: Peace of Mind, Peace of Soul, Now You Can Relax, Release from Nervous Tension, etc. People continue to desperately look for peace. The opening verse of Romans 5 reads like this: Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That was Romans 5, verse 1. At this time, we're going to be studying Romans chapter 5. Here in this chapter, we're going to find some of the results of trusting the Lord Jesus as Savior. May we pause for just a moment before we go to our studies to tell you that much of the material presented on these broadcasts is available in book form. So write to us for information on obtaining your copy. Our address will be given at the close of this 15-minute program. Now, Lesson 5 and page 1 of that lesson. Having explained the doctrine of justification by faith, Paul now turns his attention to the effects of this miracle in the believer's life. He is actually answering the very practical question, does it really work? What are the practical benefits of the gospel? In Romans chapter 5, he gives proof after proof that the blessings of justification are wonderfully real. It is to be noted that all of these blessings flow to the believer through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the mediator between God and man, and all God's gifts are received through him. Now let's look at those blessings. Paul gives us six fruits of justification. First, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the verse that we read earlier, Romans 5:1. Formerly, we were at enmity with God. We fought against Him. We did not want Him to rule over us. But now the warfare has ended. We have surrendered unconditionally. A state of peace exists. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. The grace wherein we stand is the wonderful place of favor into which we have been brought by the Savior. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. It's a joy to look forward to the time when God's glory will be seen by a wondering universe. All Christians share this hope. We glory in tribulation. That's Romans 5:3. We could not rejoice in trials when we were unsaved. Now we realize that only in this way can God produce certain graces in our lives, such as patience, experience, and hope. We have the unshakable confidence that our hope will never be disappointed. Christ will see us safely home to heaven. How can we be so sure? Because the Holy Spirit fills our hearts with the following proofs of God's eternal love to us. It was when we were without strength and ungodly that Christ died for us. Will He do less for us now that we belong to Him? Christ died for us not when we were decent or even good, but when we were sinners. Now that we are justified, will He not save us from judgment? When we were enemies, we were reconciled. The word reconcile means to remove causes of enmity or unfriendliness, or to settle differences, and to bring together in harmony. To repeat, when we were enemies, we were reconciled, brought into harmony with God. Surely now that we are His friends, He will preserve us. We were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Death speaks of weakness. If His seeming weakness and defeat were sufficiently powerful to reconcile us to God, how much more will the power of His endless life ensure our complete and final salvation? We joy in God. This is quite a change. Before our conversion, we had no pleasure in God at all. In fact, it was only when we could forget Him that we were happy. However, now that we have been reconciled to God through Christ, we enjoy Him as the one who is nearest and dearest to us. Thus the Apostle concludes his catalog of the results of the Savior's work for the believer. Let's pause for a few moments so that you can go back over these verses in your Bible. Romans 5, verses 1 through 11. The fruits of justification. Romans 5, verses 1 through 11. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We suggested that you look at those first 11 verses in Romans 5. I'd like to read that 11th verse just now. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Romans 5:11. D.L. Moody used to tell the story of a son who got into trouble. He was put out of the home by his father. The boy vowed that he would never return unless his father asked him to. The father vowed that he would never take the boy back unless the boy begged on his knees for pardon. The two never spoke to each other again until the boy's mother lay on her deathbed. There, in response to her pleadings, they were reconciled over her body. It took the mother's death to bring it about, said Moody. Yes, and it took the death of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring about our reconciliation. Have you ever thanked Him? Before we continue our studies in Romans 5, may we remind you that these studies on the Epistle to the Romans are available for you. So write to us this week for information. Our address will be given at the close of the program. In the last verses of Romans 5, verses 12 through 21, the Apostle Paul is going to gather up the threads of the argument so far in the epistle. Two main subjects have occupied our attention up to this point: condemnation and justification. Adam brought condemnation on the human race, and the Lord Jesus provided justification. Sin and death entered the world through Adam. Adam really acted as a representative of all mankind. This may be illustrated by a well-known fact in human government. When the ruler of a nation signs an official document, he signs for all the people in the nation. He is acting for them. And thus, when Adam sinned, the result of his act affected the entire race. When he sinned, all sinned, and death came upon all. This is proved here in Romans 5 in an interesting way. During the period from Adam to Moses, people did not have a law from God. They did not disobey any written commandments of God, and yet people died during this time, including infants who never knew right from wrong. Why did they die? Because they sinned in Adam. Adam is a figure or type of Christ. Just as Adam acted as a representative for this race, so the Lord Jesus came to act in behalf of a new race. But there are striking contrasts. It is true that because of one man's sin, many have died. But think how much greater God's grace is than man's sin. The effect of one man's sin was that all men were sentenced to condemnation. How much greater is the effect of God's gift? It is not only freedom from condemnation, but a perfect standing before God. This is true in spite of not just one sin, but many sins. Romans 5:17. For if by the transgression of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17. We see then that by the sin of one man, death reigned as a cruel tyrant. But by the gracious gift of Christ, men themselves reign like kings, enjoying the life which the Savior gives them. And so by Adam's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by Christ's obedience in death, the many who trusted him will be declared righteous. God gave the law so the awfulness of sin might be seen in its true light. But God's grace at Calvary was seen to be greater than all of man's sin. By the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the tyranny of sin and death has been ended. Those who trust in Christ are better off than if Adam had never sinned. As long as Adam remained innocent, he could look forward to a long life on earth. But he had no promise of becoming a child of God, an heir of God, and a joint heir of Christ. He did not have a home in heaven, or of being with Christ and like him forever. Perhaps this is a partial answer to the familiar question, why did God allow sin to enter into the world? God gained more glory, and man has received more blessings through the sacrificial work of Christ than if there had never been any sins to be put away. We must close this time with you. Again, in this epistle to the Romans, we've looked at a tremendous truth. Read and reread this fifth chapter of Romans. We would encourage you to write to us if you have any questions. Stay tuned for our address. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.